This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The coronavirus is spinning off a super contagious mutant that's popping up in the U.S. and some other countries. They call it BA2.75. Scientists don't know yet if it can cause more serious disease than other Omicron variants. At least three cases have been identified in the U.S. Experts say vaccines and boosters are still the best defense against severe COVID. The latest now on the fierce wildfire threatening giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park. The AP's Julie Walker.
The blaze doubled in size over the weekend, spreading to the Mariposa Grove. But Yosemite Fire Information's Nancy Phillippe says they're using a sprinkler system to try and keep the flames off the famous giant sequoia trees.
There's flames in the grove, definitely. But we are, taking every precaution to save those giant and especially high focus on those named trees.
She says campers and residents near the fire were evacuated, but the rest of the huge California park is open. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken was in Japan this morning to deliver condolences over the death of former leader Shinzo Abe.
Mostly I'm here because the United States and Japan are more than allies. We're friends.
Steve Bannon's now willing to testify before the House January 6th committee. Bannon is a former White House strategist and ally of Donald Trump. Bannon faces criminal charges after months of defying a congressional subpoena. A Russian rocket attack smashed into three apartment buildings in Chaziv Yar in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 15 people. More than 20 were believed still trapped on Sunday. In South Africa, a mass shooting at a tavern in Johannesburg's Soweto Township has killed 15 people. Police say a group of men opened fire. No word yet on any arrests. This is AP News. We're learning more about Amber Heard's effort to get a new trial in her legal fight with her ex-husband, Johnny Depp.
Her lawyers say one of the people who sat in judgment against Amber Heard had no business being on that panel in the first place. In paperwork filed last week, Heard's legal team claimed that the person who served as juror number 15 was not the same person summoned to hear the case. The filing says a younger individual with the same last name as the person on the jury summons and apparently living at the same address showed up for jury duty. That person joined the others in finding against Heard and in favor of her ex, Johnny Depp. Heard's team says if that is proven to be true, the judge should declare a mistrial and do the whole thing over. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And here's some good news to start off your work week. Gas prices are still falling. Gas is $4.67 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. Down 13 cents in a week, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.